really quite aristocratic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you got a lot of your grooming from the older people there, you know. Mm-hmm. And of course, this section was not not so much the typical Bible Belt in this prairie. There was drinking, and they kicked up the heels, you know, and you drank with the older men, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I came in a little bit more household. It was pretty more strict than that. But drinking was accepted as not an evil thing like it. I had to watch it when I went somewhere else because mm-hmm. they thought if you would take a drink, you know, that was bad. Mm-hmm. But it was accepted and has been all the way through him.
Mm-hmm. If you proposed to a girl and she said no, then people would say, I hear he proposed, but she...
Just turned him down.
Yeah.
Turned him.
And then what you described, the wedding ceremony, for example, what were the people who stood up with you called? In your generation, and do you have any recollection of other generations?
No, just the ones that they use today, really. You had a best man, mm-hmm. and
did you ever hear terms like waiter or waitman?
No, never. Mm-hmm.
And did you ever have a noisy celebration after a wedding? A noisy celebration.
Yeah.
We can go on from there.
Mm-hmm. You mean after the wedding and all?
Yes.
Not that you'd put a name to, that you would call. You'd have just a reception, you know, at the bride's home, and then you'd have champagne and all that.
Nothing like chivalry or
something? No, we had none of that.
That is a regional
experience. Is it?
Mm-hmm. Regions also dictate how, the kind of humor that they displayed. Some of it's pretty primitive.
Pretty rough, huh? Yeah.
A woman would become pregnant, mm-hmm. what was the term?
Well, let's see. That was it, as far as I was concerned. She was
no euphemism necessary.
No euphemism. Not in my day. She's pregnant. I'm trying to think. There was some. I can't think of one, but I'm sure there was one. Because I can't think of one. Just that she's pregnant.
Late.
No, never heard of that.
By the way, on the subject, was there any hesitancy about talking? Oh, about the boar or the bull or the stud for the male animals?
You mean before in mixed company? Yes.
There was.
Yes. You didn't allude to it, and yet in the country I remember frequently when neighbors would bring an animal to be bred, it was frequently people would be gathered on the porch, and you ignored the situation that this was coming up to the house. I'm talking to the average farmhouse. And then the ladies would discreetly, you know, withdraw, and the man would slip out to one side and make the arrangement. But there was never any discussion of in mixed company of that type thing.
If it became necessary, what euphemism would they choose?
Service. To be served.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And what would they choose to call the animal?
Well, now they would call a bull, and they would call, they wouldn't speak of the horse as a stud. They would say a horse.
Mm-hmm. And a boar, are they ever in?
They wouldn't mention a boar.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear them say the male?
The male would be probably used more than just any of that. Mm-hmm. Well, for the animal, the hog especially, but they'd say a horse, a bull, or the male, mm-hmm. and with a hog. If they were designating the boar.